Credit Corporation.
Hey, is Roland in?
A moment.
Sure.
Hello.
Hey, Roland. This is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Doing okay.
All right. I know you're probably busy. I didn't want to take up too much of your time. I just kind of wanted to follow up with you, actually. I actually spoke with Antonio about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he told me to get in contact with you about some equipment that you guys do. He said you purchase a lot of equipment every year, and he wanted me to get in contact with you to see if you guys had anything coming up as we get closer to the end of the year here, for, you know, any equipment or capital, or if you guys are looking to take advantage of your tax write-offs for Section 179 or anything like that.
I only know what they're going to buy about 3 weeks before that I end up buying it.
Oh, really?
They keep finance and accounting in the dark. It's because of the fact that they procrastinate on everything that they do.
Oh, really?
So what they do is what I've done in the past,
right,
is I try to establish a line of credit, and then I draw down the line of credit, and then I term it out 3 times a year. I normally term it out on December and March, or whenever any one of the amount exceed $1 million.
Correct. And is your you guys have a line of credit for $1 million?
Well, we've had a line of credit for $2 million. We're running it down.
Okay, I see. Because what we do, I'm not sure if you've heard of Bank of Cardiff at all or not. Probably not. But
I went on the internet and, you know, I saw a few things, but
right,
care for it.
Because what we do is equipment financing and working capital, and you know, I'm sure you already know what working capital is. It's very similar to a line of credit. It's just an unsecured cash sort of way to do it. For working capital, what we do is we lend based off of your sales. So typically, we're able to give you 10% to 15%. Of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So usually we're able to give you more money than a line of credit can, and there's no collateralization on your end as well. And for equipment financing, we also have a match or beat policy where, you know, any offer you get from any other bank, we're typically able to match the rates that they give you, and usually we're able to beat it. So I kind of just wanted to come in, touch base with you, and see where you guys were at, you know, as we get closer to the end of the year. If your line of credit is, you know, running down, or if you guys were in need of anything.
I don't know where we stand right now.
Right.
But if you can, do you have any literature that you can give me?
Yeah, absolutely. I can shoot you an email.
A sample? And can you send me a sample of your contracts?
A sample of our contracts.
Yeah, because our legal department has to review all the contracts before it gets approved.
Right. You guys have to review before you guys get approved, you mean?
No, we have, before we start dealing with an entity or finance, there are a lot of shysters out there, that's what I'm getting at.
Correct.
In order to avoid dealing with a shyster, we request a copy of the contract which you are proposing for us, the verbiage that you are proposing for us, so
right,
the legal department can look at it and say, well, you know,
this is something we can use.
This is not good.
Yeah.
Are they willing to modify it to say this, or will they be willing to delete that? And that's
okay, I see. For
that's
like, you know, terms and
they
rates.
They have to justify their existence.
Correct. Correct. So you mean like if we were to give you an approval, for example, you want that contract and you want to run it through your accounting department?
No, we have a legal department here.
Legal department, okay.
Yeah,
so
we have a 3-man legal department. And
yeah, absolutely. But in order for me to to get you, you know, something to work with, we do require a little bit of information. It's a very simple process, and the only thing we ask for is the most recent tax return for the business.
No, we don't give that out until we're sure we want to deal with somebody.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. So you want...
It's more than just you qualifying us. We're qualifying you as well.
I see.
Okay. Before we deal with somebody, we want to see a copy of their sample. We want to know, you know, what their limits are. We're a $200 million company.
Correct. Okay, yeah, so I know you guys are very big.
And there are a lot of fly-by nights out there, and there's a lot of people who ask you for information.
Right.
For the purpose of not doing anything and selling the information. So we don't
Right. Yeah, the way we usually do it, I'm not sure if this is like, you know, something you might be interested or not, but are you asking for like terms and conditions and rates and things like that, or
No. I want to see the when companies like yours have standard contracts. This is what you normally do. Okay, so we want to see the verbiage of the document that you normally propose, because we never sign, you know, a standard document. Standard documents are so hideous.
Correct.
They're always so one-sided.
Absolutely, agree.
So we don't let that happen. We always look at these as, this is a partnership. Okay.
Of course.
And as a partnership, you know, your terms. And our terms got to mesh, and that's what I'm telling you.
Absolutely. Okay, so what you're...
If I'm looking for, you know, what as far as rates, you can tell me what the range of rates are depending on how we call. I know there's always ranges. I mean,
of course.
Credits get one, good credits get another.
Right.
But also looking, you know, do you normally loan at, you know, for equipment, is it a five-year deal or a seven-year deal?
Yeah. Yeah, so for equipment, we do, like, it's, you know, 2 to 5 year terms. It's kind of like a car loan, basically, set on those kinds of terms. And for equipment, it's usually starts in the mid-single digits. For the working capital, we start usually at 10 cents to the dollar. And that's because it's unsecured cash.
10 cents to the dollar on what? Based on what, sales?
Based on sales, yes.
So if we're a $200 million organization, you're saying you're capable of loaning $20 million?
I don't know if we do loans that high, but...
That's what I want to know.
Oh, okay, there you go.
There you go. That's what I want. I want to know what you do. I want to know, I want to see the... I have to forward the contract to our legal department, and the legal department is going to say... Well, we don't like this, we don't like that, we don't like this, we don't like that, you know. This
Correct.
Is what we're proposing to change. Send it back to their legal department and see if they're willing to change it to any of these.
Absolutely.
And
okay.
If they say no, we say, okay, goodbye.
Yes, absolutely. I completely understand. Is there a certain amount that you know that you guys are looking for? That way, maybe I can get some extra information for you later and shoot it over through an email or get in contact with you.
Well, right now, we're looking to replace TD Bank, so we have we're looking probably around $12 million. I would say seven as a line of credit.
Okay.
And five as a term loan.
Five as a term loan. Okay. And were you looking to use that for equipment as well, or were you looking as equipment as a side thing?
The equipment would probably be going forward. You would want to set up some kind of thing going forward, and we can talk about that.
Of course, yeah. Okay, so you're looking for $7 million line of credit, $5 million term loan. And are these, this is the minimum that you guys are looking for?
Yes.
The minimum, okay. Let's see here. Get like that. And then you wanted a contract of like how the terms are and how it comes out.
We want to see the contract. That's
Yeah,
correct.
so you want a sample contract.
And then you give us a range of what your terms normally are.
Yeah. So typically the rates start at 10 cents a dollar, so 10% basically. And
The rate start at 10%?
correct for the working capital. But that's
So your
because,
working capital, you charge a 10% rate on your working capital?
yes. And
I mean,
that's
we're borrowing it right now at 3%. Why
Oh,
would you
wow.
go to 10?
But are you borrowing it unsecured?
It's secured, yeah.
It's secured. Yeah, that's the reason why it goes a lot higher when it's unsecured. So that's where we start usually, is around 10%. And that's if the credit is pretty good, which I assume you guys are a pretty solid business.
I've been around since 1906.
There you go. Plenty of time there. Okay, so
And they plan to be around to a minimum of 2056.
oh wow, okay. So you guys got some.
I've got the fourth generation here now.
Okay, I see. You guys already have some like solid projections and everything already.
Well, we're working on transitioning certain things, yeah.
Right.
Fourth generation's here being trained.
All right, let's see here. Okay, so what I'm gonna do is do you have a good email address that you can be reached at? Is it the
Sure.
RM?
RMBCFO@Coddy.com.
At cardi.com. Perfect. That's the one I have down here. All right, I will collect as much information as possible, try and get you some sample documents, and be in touch with you then if that's all right. And then if it's something you like. If it's not, we'll move on, I guess, huh?
All right. Good. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, absolutely,
Yeah.
Ron. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Take care.